Blog Talk Radio.
God is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures throughout all generations. You are blessed and highly favored because God loves you so very much. As you hear this word today, receive it from me, from experience, and know that what he's doing now, he's going to do it for you, and it's going to get better and better and better. My name is Ann Strickland, and you're tuned into the Principle of Prosperity, and we are breaking the stronghold of poverty. It's happening. Glory to God. So, Father, I just thank you, and I praise you, God, giving you all the glory and the honor, and I thank you right now for using me to share with your people, your chosen vessels, God, in the name of Jesus, your word, your truth, to bring them to where you would have them to be, for your kingdom to come, and for your will, excuse me, to be done here in earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. All of me, all of you, Holy Spirit, and none of Ann. In Jesus' name, amen. Right now, I'm going to talk on life begins at 70. This is because you need to hear this. And most of you are much younger than 70 years old. Life begins at 70. I wrote this years ago. Jeremiah 29, verses 10 through 13. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. I read this scripture just after I had turned 70 years old. I'm now 84. This has happened when you've heard my testimony before. When I said, life begins at 70. I didn't know this scripture at that time. I had not ever read it because I always read Jeremiah 29:11. Now, 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and to harm you, and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray with me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart. 7 years ago, because I wrote this in 2002. On my way back from New York City, along with Jeanette Payton, who's now deceased, Lisa, and another friend, we had been invited to Janet's daughter's service meeting. Her daughter, Nia, who's now deceased also, to do a documentary on aging. She was a writer for the African magazine. I said at that time, life begins at 70. I was 70 years old. I had no plans to write a book or blog or do any of the things which I'm doing and have done after that. Now, I believe our Most High God has given us the scriptures to reassure us, seniors, that retirement is not of him. Retirement is not of him, seniors. He used Moses, Abraham, Sarah, Caleb, and Joshua, and others to prove the usefulness of all people. Society has lulled most of the people over age 65 to feel that their lives are over. It was done through the work industry with retirement and a fixed income. don't allow anyone to tell you that you're on a fixed income. This is what you should say. My income is fixing to increase. Well, excuse me. Because I'm not in a position to make some real money through the grace of God. Because of the greatness that He has put in you, you can put it to work. You're not too old. And don't allow people or your own mind to tell you that you're too old. Psalm 71:18 says, "Even when I'm old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your power to all who are come." Psalm 92:14 says, "They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourish." And I'd like to leave the fat off. And flourishing. Psalm 91:16 says, "With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation." I appeal again to my fellow seniors to rise up and bring glory to God with the wisdom, gifts, and talents that's in you. Feel free to call me and discuss things that are on your mind. We have the power of prayer and agreement to make things happen in the name of Jesus with our families, with our health, with our finances, with our peace. We can make things happen, come together in agreement. The place of agreement is the place of power. Because we've been through a lot of things is good, and a lot of things are not so good, but we're still here. The word says, "Let the older women teach the younger women." Our divorce rates are much too high, especially with believers. My husband and I have been married over 50 years. He's now deceased. It was not a flower, a bed of ease. Neither was my single life a flower bed of ease. Life is not a flower bed of ease. Your peace, love, and joy rests with your real relationship with the Most High through His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Anointed One and His anointing. The Bible says in His Word, "You will have trouble, but be not afraid. For I have overcome the world." You are overcomers. That's why you're still here. He takes us through troubles, and in most cases, the end is much better than the beginning. Learn to cast your cares on God, for He cares for you. My tests and trials brought me closer to God, and I hope they've done the same thing with you. I always went to church, as I said many times, that I was going to church and going straight to hell. It was through my problems that I had to seek God Almighty through His Son, and that is where I found that peace that surpasses all understanding. Husbands can't make you happy. Wives can't make you happy. You also cannot change anyone. You know, we get married and we're going to change this person. We always think we can, or someone else we're going to change. I am the biggest change in my marriage, and I thank God for that. And God is not through with me yet. And I pray that we as people with many years of experience, married or single, will share with the younger people our lives, the ones who stayed in their marriage or the divorced ones. We all have something to share. This divorce rate has to stop. God is not pleased with divorce. Physical abuse and adultery, along with non-believing spouses who leave, are acceptable reasons if they cannot be corrected through counseling. So no matter what, nothing is impossible to the Most High God. Now, when I say to you, life begins at 70, and now I'm saying life. Every year after that, I said life begins at whatever age I was. I've said life begins at 84. Now, I wasn't looking for this. I'm an 84-year-old travel agent. And I am excited about this whole thing. I got into this business last June, 2015, because I like to travel, and I like to travel at discounted rates. I always call Priceline. I like cruising. I like moving. And that's just never, like, never. I was always blessed to be able to travel, and it's fun, it's good. You can take your family, your children, a husband and I, or when he didn't want to go, I was able to go all alone with the children because I liked traveling. He had to travel through his job also, so he didn't have necessarily want to do all the traveling that I wanted to do. But nevertheless, a door has been opened for me. And the same door is open for you to come into this business and take advantage of this opportunity to prosper financially while you're enjoying your life and your family and friends. Because you know the word of God says, Job 36:11 says, if you obey and serve me, you should just spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. So I really would like for you, and I would like to share with you what God is doing now to bring you into the wealthy place. Now, everybody doesn't want to be wealthy, but I know, so I pray that some of you want to be wealthy so that you can leave a legacy to your family. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. So now is the time and the great opportunity that I'm seeing right now that's happening, is happening as I'm speaking. This opportunity for anyone who wants to have a better lifestyle, especially the younger people, people who maybe not have even retired yet but going to retire. But you need and you would like to have a better quality of life, and it, some of it will take money to do so. And God has opened this door for me. It's called Paycation Travel. Paycation Travel. And we are, it's under extreme travel with the president, the CEO, I mean the CEO, David Manning. And I just thank Troy Mitchell for introducing me to this business. And I want to introduce this business to you and to your family. Because as we share and start bringing people into the wealthy place where God has wanted us to be all the time, he said, I give you the power to get wealth, to establish my covenant, to be to blessed, to be a blessing. But this one is you can enjoy life if you choose to. You don't have to go on the trips. If you want to stay home, stay home. But there are many people who like traveling, and there are many people who have not been able to afford to travel, but you can with this. So go to my website, Ann Strickland, ANNSTRICKLAND, dot paycation, PAYCATION, .com. Or AnnStrickland.PaycationOnline.com. Or you can text me or call me on 215-806-4879. So give me a call and we'll discuss this. That's 215-806-4879. Or go to my website, AnnStrickland.com. S T ANNDPACATION.com or AnnStricklandPACATIONOnline.com. You are blessed and you're highly favored.